Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and begin the meeting. This is a meeting of the title-setting board pursuant to Article 40 of Title 1, Colorado Revised Statutes. The time is 2:02 p.m. The date is June 15th, 2011. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The title-setting board today consists of the following. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm here on behalf of Secretary of State Scott Gessler. To my immediate right is Dan Domenico, Solicitor General, who is here on behalf of Attorney General John Southers. To my immediate left is Jason Gallander, Senior Attorney with the Office of Legislative Legal Services, who is the designee of the Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, Dan Carton. A little bit of information about procedures and so forth. For anyone who wishes to tell, by the way, one other introduction, I should have mentioned that to my far right, when she sits down, is Ceci Gomez of the Secretary of State's office. Procedural issues, there is a sign-up sheet on the table by the door for anybody who wishes to testify on the measures before us today. The hearing is recorded, broadcast over the internet. Anyone who's dissatisfied with the action of the title board today may file a motion for rehearing within 7 days of today. And if we get a motion for rehearing, then the title board will hear it at its next regularly scheduled meeting. The title board meets on the first and third Wednesdays of every month. Whenever the title board receives new measures, there's basically three steps that we go through. Number one, is to understand the measure. So I provide an opportunity for the title board members to ask questions of the proponents. Then once we believe we understand the measure, then the second question before the title board really is whether the measure, whether we have jurisdiction to set a title for each measure. And that necessarily requires us to determine at the very least whether the measure complies with the single subject requirement of the Constitution. Third, if the board does determine that it has jurisdiction to set titles, then it'll proceed to work on setting the titles, typically working off of a staff draft. Copies of the staff drafts are on the table by the door. With that, I think that's the procedural background. So we can turn to consideration of the measures on our agenda. We have eight measures. I think they're all from the same proponents. They're all very similar. There's variations of the same basic proposal. I'd like to consider them as a group to the extent feasible. To some degree, we may need to take action separately on them because of the differences, but perhaps at least we could start the discussion of the measures as a group. And Mr. Domenico.
I'd just like to raise at the outset the question of whether anybody feels that as the representative of the Attorney General, whether I should be recused from this. I don't believe there's any necessity that I be. Obviously, the Attorney General has been actively involved in policy discussions about medical marijuana, marijuana legalization, maybe to a lesser extent. I don't think he's taken a position on these particular measures, certainly not on whether or not they should be on the ballot, which is the only question in front of us. So I don't believe I need to be recused, but I just want to raise the question in case anyone feels I should be and give them the opportunity to convince me otherwise.
Any comment or objection to Mr. Domenico's participation? Mr. Ramey?
No. Mr. Hobbs, my name is Ed Ramey. I'm the counsel for the proponents. And no, the proponents would have no objection to the Attorney General's office participation or Mr. Domenico's participation.
Anyone else who's present wish to speak to that issue? If not, then we'll proceed. Thank you, Mr. Domenico.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Ramey, you've already introduced yourself, that you're presenting proponents. I'd like to turn to you, find out if you want to tell us before we start asking questions.
Well, I'm probably ready to let you start asking questions. I do want to introduce one other individual. I've been before this board a few times in the past, and and the board's had the pleasure of seeing me completely flummoxed on occasion with regard to some of the questions I've been asked. So I try to bring somebody with me who is far more knowledgeable substantively as to the provisions than I have today. Mr. Steve Fox is here. He is the Director of Government Relations for the Marijuana Policy Project in Washington. He has been an advisor to the proponents from the beginning of this process and also has been asked today by one of the proponents, Mr. Vicente, who is out of town, to appear on his behalf. This is Mr. Fox, who's sitting right here. He, I would also say, is largely the scrivener of this measure. There have been a lot of people who have had their fingers in it, as the board can imagine, but when I say something colossally stupid in response to something the board asks me, Mr. Fox will, I hope, correct me, and I would ask the board to listen to Mr. Fox.
Thank you. Questions from the board? May I say, just as a group, I just want to address the differences. I think he's met all eight measures are basically the same. I think four of them require an excise tax. Four of them permit an excise tax. Four of them provide revenues from the tax would be earmarked for a certain fund, and four do not have that requirement. And then I think four of them call for legislation regarding industrial hemp. And I think that's the differences, basically.
Mr. Chairman, I think that is correct. I guess the way I would describe it, we've got three variables actually involved. And if you run the math, which I could do once upon a time, it comes out to six measures. But one of the variables is whether the measure covers industrial hemp as well as the rest of the marijuana plant. As you've indicated, Mr. Chairman, one of the other variables is whether the excise tax is provision is instructive or suggestive, I guess is how I would describe it. And third, whether the revenues are being dedicated in a particular manner or are just being left basically to be dedicated to the general fund. So it's those three factors. Otherwise, the provisions are, I think, word for word identical.
And as you know, Mr. Ramey, one of the concerns the title board has is the setting of titles for similar measures that may lead to public confusion. If the proponents were intending or contemplating circulating more than one of these measures at the same time, that might have some bearing on the titles that we set.
We do not intend to do that. I can assure the board that there is a very involved discussion going on among the not only the proponents but those working with the proponents as to which would be the optimal measure. But at the end of the day, which if we do have titles set will come very quickly, we're going to choose one measure and go with one measure.
Thank you. Questions from the board to the proponents? Sure. I think one of the questions I had had to do with the provision in four of the measures dealing with hemp, industrial hemp. And I guess I think it's the same in all four of those. In number 30 on page 8, there's a paragraph J that says, no later than July 1, 2014, the General Assembly shall enact legislation governing the cultivation, processing, and sale of industrial hemp. I guess by way of background, I mean, I'm wondering what is the current legal status of industrial hemp? And second, what's the intent here? What is the General Assembly supposed to do in this legislation?
This is exactly the sort of reason why I invited Mr. Fox to come with me today. But let me just start out, if I may, as I understand it, industrial hemp is not regulated at all at this point in Colorado. It is part of the marijuana plant. The measures that have that provision in there, we would like that we're directing the General Assembly to adopt a regulatory structure addressing industrial hemp. Obviously, that is not essential. That's since the other measures do not have that provision. We have said nothing in here about what the components of that regulation would be, whether industrial hemp would be taxed, whether there'd be a licensing structure similar to what we have to marijuana generally. But those measures would just say regulate the rest of this as well. And I guess I would ask Mr. Fox if you want to add anything or elaborate. And if so, please come up here.
Come up to the podium.
Please come up because there's a microphone up here.
And again, just for the record, identify yourself.
Yeah, my name is Steve Fox, and I'm the Director of Government Relations with the Marijuana Policy Project. And yeah, the only thing I would add is that what we see here, and of course we believe the ideal measure is number 30, and that we believe all these provisions should be in and should survive any single subject scrutiny and so on. So we believe that the hemp provision should be in there, and that's because this is a measure to regulate marijuana, which is currently illegal. Once it is made legal, it is only logical to treat industrial hemp separately, as it's used entirely differently. It's grown for other purposes, for products, you know, for hemp oil or for clothing, paper, whatever. So we just want to make it clear, without having to lay out full regulations in this specific initiative, that the legislature should take it up and treat it differently and figure out how it should be regulated.
Could I just follow up, if I may? So the provision says the General Assembly shall enact legislation governing cultivation, processing, and sale. So they have to act, but it doesn't give them any guidance on what to do. So I suppose the General Assembly could enact a law that says there shall be no regulation of cultivation, processing, and sale of industrial hemp. Is that accurate?
If that interpretation is there, then yeah, that would be an option for them. Yeah. We would hope the interpretation of this would be a directive that they should affirmatively regulate it, but if they choose to do otherwise, we'll be stuck with that.
And I'm sorry, I think you said this, but you're contemplating some regulation, but not necessarily any particular regulation, not necessarily a tax, not necessarily licensing, and so forth. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, it will be up to the General Assembly to determine the best way to regulate the cultivation, production, and so on.
And I think all eight measures define marijuana to exclude industrial hemp. Is that correct?
I don't know that it's... That may be in the versions that have industrial hemp in it. The definition of marijuana excludes industrial hemp, but in the versions that don't include hemp, it doesn't mention that in the definition.
Okay.
That makes sense? I'm pretty sure that's where it's in.
So for those measures where marijuana, the definition of marijuana includes industrial hemp, and then the intent is simply to regulate it like other forms of cannabis, I guess. Excise tax, over 21, etc.
I believe, if I'm understanding the question correctly, under the version that doesn't contemplate industrial hemp and separate regulations and so on, there would really be very little reason, I believe, for people to be cultivating marijuana at that level of THC under this system, is it's not established to make that a profitable business. Does that make sense?
Well, I may be going down the wrong road here because I'm confused, but if right now industrial hemp is not regulated, that it can be rope or sandals or whatever using industrial hemp, those four measures that don't deal with industrial hemp, if the definition of marijuana would then include industrial hemp, then everything that applies to marijuana, all of the regulatory provisions that would apply to marijuana would then become applicable to industrial hemp.
It would be. I think what we're getting at here is if you look at the current medical marijuana system, you have significant limitations on the number of plants that can be grown and so on, and you may end up with, and that they should be grown inside, for instance, I believe, and you would end up with similar regulations. So say say this passes and DOR, Department of Revenue, regulates it and says that all growing needs to occur inside and so on, and that's what they do, it just wouldn't make sense to try to grow industrial hemp under those conditions. That makes sense. So we, without going into all the details here, we want to suggest that the General Assembly should come up with regulations that would allow, perhaps if they determine it's appropriate, to grow industrial hemp outdoor in a more agricultural setting. That makes sense?
And I, like I say, maybe I'm confused, but now it occurs to me that there may be an unintended consequence of four of the measures. The four measures that don't deal with industrial hemp, I think then the definition of marijuana would include industrial hemp.
I think that's right. But I think you would have to grow that industrial hemp under the marijuana regulations.
Correct.
And it wouldn't be profitable or logical to do that. Yes, someone could grow 500 industrial hemp plants inside and then process it so it could be used for hemp seed oil or whatever, but it probably wouldn't make sense.
In the definition of
prayer. Yeah.
And maybe part of my confusion is that I thought industrial hemp is actually used for industrial purposes, not for psychoactive purposes. And this would
that's right.
This would, and presumably on a large scale, and this would severely, those four measures would severely limit the use of industrial hemp for basically industrial purposes.
We completely agree, okay. Which is why we believe that the hemp version should not be excluded under single subject grounds, and that we should include it so the General Assembly is instructed to come up with more appropriate regulations. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Mr. Domenico?
Under current law, how is industrial hemp treated? It's illegal, right?
Yeah.
It's legal. Right.
So it is illegal?
Illegal.
Ah, okay.
Right?
Right.
It's treated the same under current law as the same way any cannabis plant is. So the four versions that don't separate out hemp would keep that system basically in place. The treatment of hemp plants the same as higher THC plants. But the four versions that separate them would at least allow the General Assembly to treat the two categories differently, right?
Sure. They would be allowed to treat them differently even if we didn't include it, of course. But by directing them to address it, we would allow that. You see, if we tried to really regulate it here and lay out separate regulations for hemp as opposed to marijuana, we would have to include all kinds of provisions about, you know, where it can be grown. It would be grown under different conditions, and it would probably add more confusion to the voter about the way the system would be regulated.
Okay. Yes, thank you. I think that certainly helps me. Other questions about the measure?
Yeah, I do have questions, Mr. Amy, about the tax provision. You know, and some have a may and some have a shall,
right,
on the tax. And my curiosity is, it says the General Assembly may enact a tax. Is it the proponent's intent that that's subject to Tabor, that this is somehow an exception to Tabor?
I don't think I'd describe it as an exception to Tabor. If in this, either way, under either the instructive version to the General Assembly or the suggestive version, this measure does not enact a tax. The General Assembly would have to propose a tax. They'd have to place it on. They'd have to enact a tax, place it on the ballot under Tabor. The tax would not be effective, and I think we've stated that in the measure would not itself be effective on the effective date of the measure, because the legislature would have to go through the Tabor adoption provision and put the tax itself to a vote of the people.
That's true under any of the versions, right? The
yes.
May or the shall?
Yes. One's instructive to them, telling them to do it. The other is suggestive to them, telling them they may do it. Of course, they may do it anyway, but we're trying to suggest that we really think they should do it. But none of these provisions enacts the tax.
Should I be concerned in particular with the, I believe it's two of the provisions that dedicate the tax for school capital construction, that people who might support this measure because they support school capital construction might be confused and think that they're getting a tax when in fact they might not if the voters don't approve it?
I don't think so. If I understand your question, and I think it's four of the measures that will dedicate the revenues from the tax, and two of those measures would be under the suggestive tax provision and two under the instructive tax provision. What we've attempted to do with all four of those measures is just say when the tax, I'm not sure I'm answering your question, so stop me if I'm not, but on the four measures that have the revenue dedication, what we basically suggest is we've applied a use to the revenue, don't just put it in the general fund. We've made a policy decision about where we would like it to be used. I don't think that's confusing. I don't think that would be confusing to the voters. I would certainly hope not, because this itself is not, again, the Tabor measure that would adopt the tax. But if and as the tax is adopted through a Tabor election, the revenues would then appear and would either go to where we've dedicated them, or I presume would go to the general fund. If I come close to talking about the question you asked, I'm not
sure. Absolutely have. I mean, I have a little bit of a more general concern as to whether, you know, in the context when we're talking about legalization and regulation and the tax, which doesn't seem to be dedicated necessarily for purposes of, say, implementing that regime, seems, you know, I'm not sure I'm seeing the necessary and proper connection to the single subject of the legalization and implementation of that legalization. That's my concern.
Okay, this part. And that is an issue we've had in front of the board in measures in the past, and arguments have been made not only here, but I'm up to the Supreme Court, and I've been on, I think, at least one side, if not both sides, of an argument at some time or another as to whether the purpose for which the revenues are dedicated have to have a connection to the source of the revenues in some fashion to be applied to the implementation of the program. I would, I guess by way of example, cite the board to at least three instances in the past. One would be the quite some time in the past, the old tobacco tax revenues went to things other than simply, it looked at a lot of health care issues, but things other than either implementing that program or treating tobacco-related illnesses. GOCO, Great Outdoors Colorado, would be another example where we have revenues coming from gaming, which are going into outdoor recreation, wildlife programs of that nature. The most recent example that I was involved in, and the board may remember it, was a few years ago. We were ultimately unsuccessfully at the polls, attempted to pass a severance tax measure. We had multiple versions up here and ultimately ran with one of them. The revenues came from severance tax, from the taxing the extraction of non-renewable resources, and the revenues were dedicated to various sources, everything from scholarships to roads to open space preservation, wildlife. There were four or five other, I think, different things that we had in there, and that particular issue was challenged. The board found that this was a single subject that we're permitted to make a policy decision and dedicate the revenues wherever we wish. That was challenged at the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court did affirm the board's finding of a single subject on that. So I think there's lots of precedent that if we generate revenue from a source in connection with a program or however we do it, we can make the election to dedicate the revenue to purposes that we elect, separate from the subject matter, if you will, the substantive subject matter of that which we're taxing or regulating. Lots of examples of that. And, casinos with community colleges. Christopher just reminded me as well, would be another example of that, gaming revenues going to community colleges. And that is a question, by the way, has come up year after year after year, but I think the Supreme Court has been pretty clear that that is permissible.
And maybe it's a distinction without a difference. It seems to me like in those contexts, though, is the single subject tends to be the tax, that these were tax questions. You know, we're going for approval of a tax, and I say, okay, the single subject is the tax, and then as part of that, we're going to decide how to distribute the revenues. In this case, it seems like the single subject is the legalization and implementation of that of marijuana, and then the tax is just sort of an add-on.
I would state that a little bit differently. I mean, I think what we're trying to address here, and maybe I should go back to Mr. Hobbs' statement in the beginning about what the purpose of this is. We have a large industry presently going on in this state, which is unregulated and untaxed at the present time. And it's out there and it's happening. And what we're attempting to do is regulate that industry. And one of the reasons we want to regulate it, and part of that regulation, is a tax. One of the reasons for regulating it is to generate some revenue from it. So I take your point, but I would state the purpose as a little bit broader than you just stated. This is not just simply a tax measure. This is a regulatory measure which includes a tax. And we got to do something with the revenue, not just leave it hanging in the air. And if we don't say anything, we've dedicated the funds by not saying anything. We've essentially dedicated them to the general fund, and the legislature will do as it sees fit with it. So, I mean, we can't just leave it hanging there. So we've, for these measures, we've stated how we'd like it to be used.
Any other questions for proponents? If not, then let's continue to talk about single subject. I think really we've sort of gotten in a little bit to this, to the jurisdictional question as well, and I'll provide an opportunity for anybody present who wants to object to the measures on grounds of single subject, but I would like to continue maybe to ask Mr. Ramey some questions that might relate to single subject. And just stepping back a bit, I think you were just addressing this, but how would you characterize the single subject of these measures as well as the purpose of these measures?
I think we characterize it as a measure to regulate the use and sale of marijuana in the state of Colorado. Now, there's a subtext to that. It's difficult to regulate something that's illegal, because then it's prohibited. So legalization becomes part of it, and there is permissive use in here by persons 21 years of age or older and so forth, and a large regulatory structure, of which taxation is an essential element in our view. So I would put the emphasis on regulation, but that carries with it tapping into the revenue stream that this regulated product will produce, and a necessary assumption is that it's not illegal under state law.
And I'm going to try to put some words in your mouth here, but would it be approximately correct to say that a purpose of the measure is to treat marijuana the same as alcohol?
Yes, absolutely.
It's kind of expressed in the legislative declaration.
Mr. Chairman, that's better than I put it, and I wish I had put it that way, but absolutely a goal is to treat or regulate marijuana similar to the treatment or regulation of alcoholic beverages in the state.
And that includes such things as licensing at different stages and 21 to consume and an excise tax. I think there's excise tax on alcohol.
The tax measure certainly, and the provisions for prohibition of driving under the influence of the substance, obviously, or working under its influence if that would be inappropriate under the circumstances, very much like alcohol.
And by the way, I think the most recent effort along these lines was last year, number 47, if I've got this right, initiative number 47. If I pulled my records correctly, the board set a title for on April 7th of last year for number 47. The title says an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning authorization of a legally regulated market for marijuana for persons 21 years of age or older. and in connection therewith doing a whole bunch of things.
Right.
The text of the measure includes an excise tax.
Right.
Although, interestingly, I can't find it anywhere in the title, any reference to an excise tax.
I was not part of that. I think one of the proponents is here.
It was a suggestive
as opposed to an instructive measure.
Yeah, it said the General Assembly shall enact legislation which may include the following things, and one of those things was an excise tax. And the board, like I say, found a single subject apparently, but there was no motion for rehearing. There was no challenge beyond that to the board setting a title, as far as I can tell. So I don't know how good a precedent that is.
I accept the board's precedent, absent being overruled by the Supreme Court. I think that stands.
If I could shift to him, I'd like to come back to him, actually, and maybe you could just elaborate a little bit more on how, for those four measures that require the General Assembly to enact legislation on him, I think I finally got there thanks to Mr. Domenico's question and your responses, but, you know, to the extent those measures define marijuana to not include hemp, and then go on to say, but the legislation shall do something legislatively about hemp, it at least suggests the question of, are those two different subjects? Are those four measures branching out marijuana on the one hand and industrial hemp for some other kind of treatment?
Mr. Chairman, I don't think so. And I was getting educated by Mr. Fox as well, and I may ask him to jump in if I mistake this, but if I understood Mr. Fox, and is how I read the measure, that the measures that do not specifically refer to hemp separately would bring them under the regulatory structure that we're imposing for marijuana, the marijuana plant, the cannabis plant generally. So it would be regulated under that structure. In the measures that do specifically carve out reference to hemp, what we're saying is this part of the cannabis plant really should be regulated differently, and perhaps in a fashion that bears no relation whatsoever to all the other detail we have to the consumable marijuana portion of the plant. And we're directing the General Assembly to do something different, whereas under the first measure, we're not even allowing the General Assembly to do something different. Mr. Fox is nodding yes. I'll stand on that statement.
Okay.
But it's regulated either way. It's not like it's in one and out the other.
Okay. Any other questions from the board for Mr. Ramey regarding the single subject question?
What is the purpose of the directing money to the school construction fund?
Mr. Domenico, it's just a policy decision. It's the same sort of discussion that I think you and I had, as a matter of fact, in connection with the severance provisions, where we made all kinds of different allocations. So much money to this, so much money to that, so much money to scholarships, so much money to open space, so much money to roads, so much money to directing impacts in counties from which the resources were withdrawn. The reasons for that were policy decisions. It can be viewed, obviously, as, and I hate to use the word log rolling, but it's not. At some point, the proponents of any measure that involves a revenue, production of revenue, have to do something with the money. That you can't get away from making some kind of implicit dedication of the revenue. As I've said, if you don't say anything, it goes to the general fund and is used in the discretion of the legislature in that fashion. That in itself is a dedication. What we've elected to do is say, here's a need. We think the revenue would serve well addressing that need. Just like the gaming money, just like the severance money, just like the tobacco money, and so forth. And that's really all I can say to that. It's just a policy election on our part, and we could have said nothing, and it would go to the general fund.
Fair enough. And this is not, I don't think, a single subject follow-up, but it triggered a question I meant to ask earlier. If in either in the Tabor elections that you say will be required by all these measures, or in the permissive instances, for whatever reason, the excise tax is not enacted. These sales would still be subject, I think, right, to the general sales, retail sales taxes,
yes,
the way medical marijuana is.
Yes. Now. That would be our
issue. I just wanted to clarify that.
The excise tax is at the wholesale level, and the sales tax at the retail level. The sales tax, I assume, unless the legislature decided to do something else, I don't know why they would retail sales would be subject to the sales tax.
Okay.
If there aren't any other questions, I'd like to find out if there's anyone else present who'd like to object to the measures, who would like to object to the jurisdiction of the title board to set titles for these measures. If not, then I'll turn to board discussion on whether these measures comprise a single subject and whether the board can set titles today. Mr. Domenico?
I don't know how you think it's best to proceed, but it seems to me to sort of cut down on the amount of discussion that may be required. The only thing that strikes me as a potential serious single subject question is the direction of revenues to a specified source that, as we talked about, has no real relationship to the rest of the measure other than a policy choice that it'd be a nice place to spend some money. So if there are other issues other people want to raise, maybe we talk about those, but that's the only one that strikes me as worthy of much discussion.
And I agree. I don't have any other issues. I mean, I'm probably okay even with the dedication of revenues, but I certainly would welcome the discussion.
I think it's probably worth discussing a little bit, if only to repeat the kind of the questions that Mr. Ramey and others and we've had about these measures that have or may have revenue associated with them, and directing that revenue to certain favored programs, how that ties to a single subject question is, I think, a little bit, is, I think, a difficult question. It is, in some sense, exactly the sort of log rolling you might be concerned about, that some people who would normally be indifferent or against legalization of marijuana might say, well, I'm going to swallow it this time so that we can raise a bunch of money for schools. And I think that's one of the things that the single subject requirement is meant to avoid, is that very choice. On the other hand, I don't think this is as clear an example of truly contradictory things where someone has to say, well, you're picking between the lesser of two evils. I mean, if they're really against legalization, they can vote against this and find another way to increase those revenues. It's not necessarily going to be the sort of thing. I mean, it might surprise people because, as we said, it's not really half these measures don't do it. So it's obviously not a necessary part of the core of what people would think of if you say, hey, how are you voting on that legalization measure? They wouldn't necessarily think that has any implication for school funding. On the other hand, as I've also said, I'm becoming less and less convinced that we should be voting anything down on single subject grounds except in really extreme cases. And I don't think this quite rises to that level. So I'm a little bit troubled by it until I get some clearer indication that this sort of, hey, here's a revenue stream that is or may be created by this measure. We'd like to also, while we're at it, say where it goes. Until we get some direction that is against the law, I'm not going to vote against these sorts of measures, I think. And as I think has come up before, we've done the reverse, I think, where there's people cutting back on revenue and saying, so the cutbacks have to come from these certain places. That also, I think, falls in the same category.
And I think Mr. Domenico, you know, correctly identified the issue. It does feel a little like log rolling, but I think he's correct. I think this isn't in a situation where a wholly unrelated measure, you know, has, you know, something that's just simply been added on to, that's, as he said, contradictory, I think, or completely unrelated. Here, what tends to persuade me is that the stated, one of the stated purposes is to treat marijuana similar to alcohol. And I think that that is consistent to have an excise tax as well. So it doesn't seem like that's a single subject problem to me, but that's kind of where I am. But if there's any other discussion, Mr. Gallander, anything you want to say?
I think I'm pretty close to where Mr. Domenico is. I do not, as a sort of smell of log rolling issue, like the dedication to this purpose, because it seems both unrelated and also, especially when we have, I know we don't look at the substance of the measure, but we have a measure that says, well, this is a product for use by people 21 years of age or older, and we're going to take the money for it and then give it to schools that serve people who are exclusively or virtually exclusively under 21. You know, I guess my concern is, well, if this isn't log rolling, then I'm not sure what is. On the other hand, that has been pointed out, both Mr. Ramey and my fellow title board members, it appears that the court seems to allow things awfully similar to this. So, vote-wise, well, I guess I'll decide. I'll be overruled 2-1, but I think for those two only, that I probably would vote not to set a title.
And those two would be, which ones, Mr. Gallander? These are the ones that have earmarked.
The ones with the E's, so it's 34 and 33, do we have?
34, I think, requires a tax and earmarks.
30, yes, and then 35 has hemp and earmarks. And then 33 is the earmarks, but that one doesn't actually require the tax. The tax is optional.
So are you okay where the tax is not required, even though there's earmarking?
Although the tax... I guess I would say, for the sake of consistency, no.
Okay.
Especially if they're all subject to Tabor anyways. So then, really, the shall ones functionally kind of aren't different. Because, you know, I mean, they could still be rejected by the people.
So you would be a no vote on all four that earmark?
I think it's just, is it four or is it just three? I think it's just three that earmark. Oh, I'm sorry, 30. So it'd be 30, 33, 34, and 35.
So, I mean, I'm moving towards a motion, but I want to separate those out so that we have a separate vote.
Right.
If that's okay.
Sure. So it'd be 30, 33, 34, and 35 have that earmark.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and offer a motion then, starting with those, that the board find that 30, 33, 34, and 35 comprise a single subject, and that we proceed to set titles.
Second.
No other discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no.
No.
That motion carries 2-1. And then I'll offer a motion with respect to the other four. I move that the board find that numbers 29, 31, 32, and 36 comprise a single subject and proceed to set titles. Is there a second?
Second.
If there's no other discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. And then we'll turn to title setting again. As I mentioned at the beginning, there are staff drafts for that have been prepared for all eight of these. Mr. Ramey, and Ms. Gomez will put, I'd say start with number 30.
Mr. Chairman, actually, working off your prior draft, we were going to suggest that and prepare a revision to number 30. Now we've got your version, so if we can start with number 30, I think it's very minor adjustments to all the others. So we would agree.
Is that number 30?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to see a red line?
Yes. Is this my version?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We're working off of your version, too.
Oh, okay.
You can make changes to this, but do you want to see the red line version of it?
Just at least temporarily, maybe. I think it may be helpful.
Mr. Chair, we're happy to work off of your most recent version and forget about the early one.
Okay.
We've had a chance to look at it. And
well, let me just say a few words about it, because others may have other ideas that I don't want to foreclose the discussion. This was my markup of the staff draft, I think, and there were several minor things that I wanted to deal with, but to me, my biggest concern probably about the staff draft was I don't think it really it exactly described the heart of what the measure is doing or described a single subject. So this particular version describes the single subject as the legalization of marijuana. It also includes an alternative description of the single subject concerning the authorization of a legally regulated market for marijuana. Now, that was just based on number 47. Number 47 was similar to that, although it went on to say for persons 21 years of age or older. And I don't know that that needs to be in the single subject. So that's one of the, that's maybe the first key issue under my version here, that it, we'd go on to say, and in connection there with permitting a person 21 years of age or older to consume marijuana and to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana and a limited number of marijuana plants. I think that's a semicolon, et cetera. So, and going on and listing the major features of the measure. Thank you. So that's, like I said, there was some other adjustments there. It's not as, you know, it is a fairly substantial change to the staff draft. The first question is everyone okay with going from this version, or does anyone want to suggest another starting place?
There's an obvious error.
Would you want to come to the podium, identify yourself, and...
My name is Robert Chase of the Colorado Coalition for Patients and Caregivers, and consistent with what you were saying before, I'd like to point out that your staff draft, the printed copy, doesn't correspond to the copy on the projector exactly, but the second word in line 10, requiring, needs to be amended, since it is simply providing that the General Assembly may enact such an excise tax, not that they are required to do so.
That would have to be more on 30. I think he's thinking 20.
But I think on 30 is one that requires the General Assembly.
I thought that had been entirely left to the discretion of the General Assembly on their funds day.
I mean, we ought to double check that, but I think four of them require the General Assembly and four of them allow the General Assembly. So.
Excuse me. Say.
No problem. Is this okay, Mr. Dominic?
I strongly suggest we just start with your version and go from there.
Okay.
I mean, unless...
I just have a shorter one, and I just want to see what you think of it, because I think it's shorter, more concise, but...
So for 30, Mr. Gallander's version says, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the legal use of marijuana other than industrial hemp for purposes other than medical use, and in connection therewith. And I don't know whether I want to read the whole thing or not, but that's
right. And this trail, maybe they're about the same length. Actually, that one looks longer because you've got written lining. So it doesn't matter to me.
I mean, there's some good elements here, but it may be that
we
could
work
consider
off of
working
yours, and
working
if anything in there you like, you can propose.
Okay. And Mr. Ramey, you're okay. You said you were okay starting here.
Mr. Chairman, the proponents, I haven't seen this other one. So we would probably have to go caucus and mm-hmm. see what it is. We have had a chance before the hearing to look at yours, and we are happy with it. We do have a couple, maybe three suggestions for it, but we're happy to work off of your revised version, Mr. Chair.
Well, let me suggest then, Ms. Gomez, maybe then turn off the change tracking so that we can see how it reads cleanly and then start amending that version. Mr. Ramey, perhaps if you'd like to discuss your issues first.
I like being confused with Mr. Domenico. That doesn't happen very often, so I appreciate that. We'll see if I can get it right. If starting at the beginning, on line one, I think we can, in line one and line two, it's a little redundant, where it says an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the legalization of marijuana concerning the authorization of a legally regulated. I think it would work if we deleted the word starting on line one with legalization and running down on line two to through the right before authorization.
So, in actually, with change tracking turned off, this kind of gets garbled. I actually have two different versions of the single subject. It's either, in my view, either legalization of marijuana, or it would be authorization of a legally regulated market for marijuana. Now,
okay.
So it sort of got all jammed together there because of the way it works.
Okay.
And my preference was actually concerning the legalization of marijuana. The alternative was based on the title that the board set for number 47 last year. In my mind, the question of, I mean, legalization of marijuana seems to me fair and accurate and not a catchphrase, and it seems like that's what people commonly say, but I think there was probably some discussion at the board meeting last year that probably led us away from that. So,
if I may, Mr. Hobbs. In fact, legalization of marijuana is sort of a catchphrase that has taken on a whole meaning unto itself, and legalization is seen as a broader legalization absent regulation and so on, and it's far better, we believe, especially in this planned regulated system, to describe it as the authorization of a legally regulated market. So that would be our strong preference.
And Mr. Hobbs, I think I would add to that, again, state it better than I would state it. I mean, the point is here, we have this going on. We want to regulate it. I mean, that's really the proponent's goal. And we're not going to regulate something that's illegal. So, you know, making it legal for certain consumption and sale obviously is a piece of it. But our thinking is, I think, Mr. Fox has stated, is we're trying to authorize a legally related market subject to the provisions in here. So we like it this way better, with deference to the board.
I'd like to ask, do you think there's any necessity, I don't see it in this title, to make some distinction between this and the medical marijuana, or do you think that's not necessary?
I don't think it's necessary. I mean, obviously, the text of the measure addresses the intricacies of that, but this is a different animal.
Mr. Domenico, I think I've said this before, maybe not this year, this session of the board, but I think sometimes we try to do too much in the statement of the single subject, and try to explain too much about the measure there when that's what the rest of the title is supposed to be about, and I think that can be confusing and redundant. And to me, if we can say what would people think this measure is about, I'd be fine saying concerning marijuana and in connection therewith, and then explaining that it's about legalization, maybe regulation, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know that we need to get so specific in the statement of the single subject that we have to explain that away. I mean, maybe it's important
But to me, the statement of a single subject should tell people what is the basic point of this, and or what are we what not even what is the point of this? What is this one about? What is number 30 about? Oh, it's the one about marijuana. And then if you want to read what it actually does about marijuana, that's what the rest of it is. So I think we could simplify it and just say concerning marijuana, and then the rest of it tells you what you're doing about that subject.
Comment, Mr. Amy?
With all respect to Mr. Domenico, I still like it this way. Concerning marijuana could be anything. Eradicating it. Like concerning abortion, I guess, is what, or something else like that. So Mr. Domenico, I'd like to say a little more, but I tend to viscerally agree with Mr. Domenico. I don't like to say too much because, I mean, the title for this measure could go for 16 pages if we got carried away with it. The only other change I guess I would make at the beginning of this, and I have a little change at the end, which I'll hold because we're discussing the beginning. I think the taxation is important. And I think the proponents would recommend on the second line of your version, Mr. Chairman, after we say authorization of a legally regulated, I think we would recommend inserting the words and taxed market for marijuana. Because, I mean, the taxation, I think, is an important part of the regulation. So I think I would just add the two words and taxed. And if we do that, we're basically, as far as the proponents are concerned, we're happy with everything else you've got. I think it's a good title, right down to the end where there are a couple things that we would add, would suggest adding at the very end. But for the beginning, if we have what we have up there, just add the words and taxed, the legally regulated and taxed market. I think that would be the proponent's recommendation.
Mr. Domenico?
I would just point out that sort of highlights why I think going with less up front and more later makes sense. I agree with Mr. Ramey that taxation is probably no less important than the concept of a regulated market. So the more that you try to say, here's what this is all about, we're going to capture everything up front, and then we're going to say it again in a different verb form after in connection therewith, the less useful the whole structure is, the more confusing and infusing it is. And to me, the way to get around that is say, just give people an idea so they know, hey, this is one of the measures about marijuana, and this one over here is about abortion. That would be fine with me to have one that said concerning abortion. And then you can read the details later. But to me, that the more you try to put up front, the more confusing it gets, and the more you have to pull in all the material aspects up front if you pull a couple of them in. Otherwise, people may not read past the comma. So that's sort of my point.
Mr. Fox may have something to say. I don't have anything to add. I think Mr. Domenico stated the point very clearly. And
I definitely understand the distinction and the need for simplicity. Our concern, and the reason we prefer the initial opening over the shorter concerning marijuana, is simply that we fear that if there's a question that starts, shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning marijuana, that that's not saying much to anyone. It doesn't mean whether it's increasing penalties, and at the very minimum, we should give them a basic sense about what the initiative is doing, and then follow on with more detail. That's our concern. It's only about 15 words. It's not incredibly lengthy, but that's where we're coming from.
And I don't disagree with that, but it strikes me that the whole point of the title is to do, the title as a whole is to do that, to give people an idea of what's going on. And if we're trying to do everything that the title is supposed to do in the statement of the single subject, where you're going to end up is statements of single subjects that get longer and longer and longer and then repeat themselves. And so I we have gone this direction in the past, but it's just my
fear that we're not being helpful to the voters, even though I completely understand what the proponents are saying and don't even necessarily disagree with what they're saying. It just strikes me as hard to find the end point to it. That's all.
Well, one other thing we would just throw out, I suppose, or I would throw out as a suggestion, if you're looking to simplify it a little more, is that even shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the regulation and personal use of marijuana, at least might be a little bit better than just concerning marijuana. We prefer what's up there and think that authorizing a legally regulated market for marijuana, but regulating, you know, the regulation and personal use of marijuana is pretty short and sweet as well.
By the way, I don't want to foreclose testimony from anyone else in the room. Is there anybody else who wants to join this discussion? I've been focusing on the proponents and the board members. But if anybody else wants to join the discussion, now may be a good time to come forward and again, identify yourself and who you represent.
What's the format of the protocol we're going to take comments out and then vote on, or what?
We're going to work through this draft and make changes or not to this draft and ultimately adopt a title. I think where we're headed is this title as shown on the screen with changes approved by the board. And then at the end, the board would adopt the title as amended. So now is the time for anybody who wishes to comment on what we have so far. Or if new issues arise in the course of amending this title, then I just throw up your hand and you get it. You know, I'll recognize you to comment on this draft.
But do you want to explain how we'll treat each particular title?
Yes, and I think we're focusing on number 30 right now. What I'm anticipating is that when we get to the point of adopting a title for number 30, then we'll move on to the other measures and make variations of that, of what we adopted for number 30, appropriate variations. So if a measure doesn't have industrial hemp in it, we take that part of the title out. So is that okay? Thank you. So
Robert,
if you again would identify yourself.
Robert Chase of the Colorado Coalition for Patients and Caregivers. I just wanted to say that I think Mr. Fox's summary would serve your stated objection. I was going to say the authorization of some use of marijuana by persons 21 years of age and older. I just wanted to say parenthetically, your language about legalization of marijuana, considering that the measure states in its purpose and findings that the part of the purpose of this amendment is that more than one activity shall remain illegal, that would be particularly problematic. But I think that his simplification would work well.
Thank you. Anyone else at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I guess I had one thing Mr. Fox whispered in my ear, reminded me. I don't want to let, if you adopt Mr. Fox's version as opposed to your own, and also in this, I do think it's important to get the tax piece of it in there as well in either version. And I think that's important in this measure. But I don't think you have to say anything more other than just those two words.
If you come forward, identify yourself, please. And if you have not signed up, I need to ask you to sign up as well.
My name is Laura Creel. I just had a quick thing that occurs to me that the agency that regulates the regulated market is not mentioned in the title. And I think that's important because there's going to be various agencies that are going to be charged with that. So to mention the Department of Revenue in there specifically.
And as an author, I might comment that I thought about that, and I think number 47 got into that, but it's a little complicated. You get into some pretty complicated details because it's the Department of Revenue, unless it's not the Department of Revenue. It's number 47, I think, did get into those complexities, but I personally felt that it was better to keep it more simple, but others may disagree. Going back to the discussion about what's the proper expression of the single subject, Mr. Tavert, if you'll come forward and identify yourself for the record, please.
My name is Mason Tavert, and I'm one of the two proponents of these measures. And I was also a proponent of number 47 last year, and I remember this coming up at that time. But all I would say is, as the proponent who is intending to pass this measure, my goal and my purpose is not to marijuana. It's to establish a legally regulated tax system of marijuana. So in terms of whether or not it should have more detail, I think that that's really important because we're not doing this for any other reason other than to handle marijuana in that fashion and not anything else. So for purposes of clarity and accuracy, I think that's important.
You just push back on that a little bit because it's already regulated. You're not establishing new regulation. You're loosening the regulation. I mean, I feel like that's a little bit not deceptive, but just to for us to treat the title like there's no regulation now and the purpose is to establish some, that would be problematic to me.
Well, no, we're saying to establish a legally regulated market. There's no legally regulated market right now.
Well, it's a prohibitory market, right? I mean, that's the most extreme form of regulation.
I mean, I would say that's a criminal, that's criminal code. That's not a matter of a market being regulated. That's a market being prohibited, and that would be separate.
From my perspective, I start from the same place that Mr. Domenico does, really. I agree in principle. I think we need to avoid packing too much into that initial expression of the single subject. And that's why I did drop some language from number 47, which starts off authorization of a legally regulated market for marijuana, but goes on to say for persons 21 years of age or older. I mean, I think that is part of the detail that we need to inform the readers further on. We've got three possibilities that we've been talking about. One is concerning marijuana, one is concerning legalization of marijuana, and one is concerning authorization of a legally regulated market for marijuana. Those are the three basic ideas. I think authorization of a legally regulated market for marijuana is pretty dense. We get criticized for hard-to-read titles. And I understand the proponent. Well, I appreciate them. The proponents really want to get up front that it's not just legalization, unfettered legalization. It's, as Mr. Tvert says, it's intended to be a regulated market. That's what this measure is intended to do. But that's a slow read in my mind. Authorization of a legally regulated market for marijuana before you even get to marijuana. I think it's about legalization of marijuana fundamentally, not unfettered, and the succeeding lines make it clear that it really is a regulated market like alcohol and so forth. If I had to choose between just concerning marijuana and concerning authorization of a legally regulated market for marijuana, I'd probably go to marijuana to avoid the concern that legalization may be deceptive because it's not mere legalization. But again, there's quite a few other lines there that are going to fill in the blanks. And that's not, and there's, to me, there'd be no reason to assume when you say legalization of something that it's absolutely unlimited legalization. So in any event, I'm sort of in the middle here, but I do agree with Mr. Domenico that I just think we need to be simpler.
And I suggest middle language then, if I may. Can we just, I don't know that we need this authorization of, and I don't know about the word market either, because some of the stuff in here goes to how much a single person can use, which to me isn't a market regulation. It's a person, a regulation of a person, not the transaction. Why not just say concerning regulation of marijuana, or I might even like better regulation of non-medical marijuana, but that I don't know what others think of that, but I would just go that way. Given, I mean, if I didn't go that way, I think I'd agree with Mr. Domenico, just keep it as simple as possible and say marijuana and go on.
And let me just tell you, I should have said this what I was saying before. I like Mr. Domenico's suggestion in a way just concerning marijuana. But normally I do like to have just a little bit more direction. I mean, in which direction are we going? Are we authorizing something? Are we prohibiting something? Are we regulating something? And so normally I like to see a little more direction there. You know, concerning regulation of something, actually, to me, generic matter implies some new regulation. That was where I stumbled with it when Mr. DeVert and I were exchanging comments. Authorization I kind of like, actually, because here's something that's prohibited that is going to be authorized, and that's pretty fundamental to what this measure is doing. So that's probably why I just have a little trouble, Mr. Gallagher, with concerning regulation of something, just like, well, anyway, I probably said too much.
Yeah, I just want to add on to what Mr. Gallagher was saying, and I mean, I would quibble a bit with the definition of regulation and whether it is regulated right now, because it really is entirely unregulated. Like, there's no agency regulating it except for law enforcement, and they're not regulating it. They're just arresting people who possess it or sell it. So it's really unregulated. So we really
bringing it into existing regulation.
So I could definitely see, and this is very close to what Mr. Gallagher just said, which is if it were just concerning the regulation and taxation of marijuana, I think we had suggested personal use as well, but I guess personal use is the next sentence. So if we were just to say concerning, because that's really what we're doing. We're regulating it, and we're allowing for a tax, which has been approved as part of the single subject. So regulation and taxation of marijuana seems like a very succinct way to say it.
Mr. Domenico.
I don't want to repeat myself, but I think I just would point out what we're supposed to be doing in this little clause is lay out the subject, what this is about, not what it does. And when you the problem we're having is trying to say in one or two words everything this does, and that's why we're trying to use all these verbs and turn them into to nouns. Authorization, legalization, regulation are all verbs turned into nouns, and the problem is it does some of all those things. And so if you're trying to say what it does a number of things, but what it's about is the subject. That's a noun. And to me, it's fairly easy to say what it's about, although it doesn't, as Mr. Hobbs pointed out, and give you much of a hint about which direction it's going. It tells you what it's about, which is what the single subject statement, I think, is supposed to do. The rest of the title tells you what it does. So that's my last pitch on that. If we don't accept that, I'm okay, I think, with either essentially what we've got up there, or with regulation. I understand the problem Mr. Hobbs is having with the idea that if you say regulation, it tends to imply pulling back more government control, and obviously this is less government control. There's still a high degree of government control, but obviously less than just arresting people and without any exceptions. So, in that sense, I understand. On the other hand, I don't think there are many people who would be surprised to learn that marijuana, as it stands, is... I don't think there are many people who would say, hey, this is about regulation. Well, I thought marijuana was totally legal before, and so I was surprised when I voted for that measure that I was actually authorizing more. I mean, I don't think in this case that concern is likely to be a problem with very many people actually being confused about whether you're getting a little bit more or a little bit less restrictive. So in this particular case, I think I would be okay just regulation if we're going to go with verbs.
Yes, sir. I'm Robert Chase of the Colorado Coalition for Patients and Caregivers. I agree with your point about the word authorization. Again, I'd just like to commend my proposed wording, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the authorization of some use of marijuana by persons 21 years of age and older. This accomplishes the use of some, accomplishes the proponent's goals of exceptionalizing the legal use of it, encompasses their idea of personal use, and by including it, retaining the clause about persons 21 years of age and older, that is the central limitation that they propose, for their case. So I think that is short and sweet and summarizes fully the amendment, in my judgment.
Any other discussion by the board or a motion? I mean, I think I'm probably a minority then on the board. I think concerning a regulation is, I just probably disagree. I think it's not about regulation. I think it's about legalization. That's fundamentally what it does. I would rather go to just concerning marijuana than to adopt a characterization that I think is a little inaccurate. But that's my opinion.
I guess I've stated my piece, but I really, you know, tomatoes are legal. You can buy them anywhere. That's legal. Tomatoes have been legalized. But as you've seen with the medical marijuana system, it is a highly regulated system by a regulatory agency. And that's what we're proposing, that marijuana be regulated, because it's entirely unregulated right now. So, I mean, I appreciate that you prefer marijuana over legalization, because legalization would be truly misleading as a part of the title. But regulation is really appropriate, and we strongly believe that should be part of it.
And to beat a dead horse a bit, it seems like popularly everything I hear about these measures relates to legalization of marijuana. And I'd be concerned if that were a phrase used by just one side, but it's what I think I have read is people from both sides accept the discussion of these measures in terms of they're about the legalization of marijuana. Mr. Ramey, you disagree?
Mr. Chairman, you just hooked me on something, and I apologize because maybe we are just beating a dead horse on this thing. I mean, getting hooked into that catchphrase, and that almost is a catchphrase. I mean, it's become one. It's not really, I don't think, as a legal measure when we've dealt with catchphrases here. But that's what we're trying to avoid. I mean, this really is about regulating something. This is an industry that is thriving out there, and it is illegal, and there is minimal ability of law enforcement to effectively impact it. So we've got right now, for better or worse, a thriving, unregulated industry. So the proponent's goal is to regulate and tax. That's really what we're trying to do. You're right. I cannot argue with you that legalization is part of that concept, but I wouldn't say it's irrelevant to us. Of course it's relevant, but it's kind of almost beside the point. The industry is there, and it's thriving, and we want to regulate and tax it. That's what we're trying to do. So I'm almost trying to avoid getting sucked into exactly the quasi-catchphrase we're talking about.
Okay. Before we have a motion, then, Mr. DeBert?
Just one final point, and this came up again last year, was this notion of using term legalization, which is incredibly subjective. In fact, it's highly debated amongst not just the community on our side of the issue or the other, but some people use the term decriminalization, some use legalization, some use regulation, and this is even like a fight amongst the community that wants to legalize marijuana, if you will. So it's exceptionally ambiguous and subjective to what someone's view of legalization might be. And if the point here is to be accurate and to make this as accurate and objective as possible, it would seem that simply saying legalization, which could mean a broad variety of things compared to being specific, which is why we started with regulation and allowing personal use, was more specific in our opinion.
Thank you. One last comment, please.
Gloria Crejo again.
I will take the word legalization. Mason is right. You know, there are other groups that believe that legalization includes the abolishment of all the Colorado revised statutes regarding marijuana laws. I mean, that's true legalization when you have no laws, no regulation, no authority, no Department of Revenue. You know, our group is going to submit a ballot initiative that will be in front of your board in the next few weeks that is going to be different than that. And so we would object to the word legalization in this one because we do think that it is regulation. And what we've seen in the medical marijuana from the passage of the Amendment 20 was that now we have 200 pages, new pages of medical marijuana law in Colorado, where before it was one page. So when you say that you'd think that when Mr. Domenico says that he thinks that people aren't going to be confused on whether it's more regulation or less regulation, the people that were voting for the medical marijuana thought it was going to be less regulation, and now it has turned out to be more. So if you use that broad term legalization, meaning abolishment of all laws regarding marijuana, which is the common belief of what that is, I really think that this initiative doesn't, and we'll be happy to own that term.
Ma'am?
And I know I sort of asked this of, I think, Mr. Ramey before, but I did want to ask you, as you spoke to the confusion issue, do you believe that absent some sort of indication that this initiative, which it says, which they all say in their text, applies only, you know, doesn't affect the medical marijuana community, do you think that needs to be referenced in the title so as to not confuse the medical marijuana using
community? Which particular, where does it say about medical
marijuana?
It doesn't
in there.
Oh, it doesn't.
But I mean, in the text of the initiatives itself, there's a provision that essentially says this doesn't affect medical marijuana.
No.
And I don't know if it's important to those people to know that.
You know, I'm concerned that the language of their initiative references the medical marijuana code to the extent that it does, because another thing our group is doing is trying to overturn those laws. So it concerns me that they're even including that language in the Constitution when hopefully in a few weeks it will be enjoined by a court. But
Mr. Ramey,
one more comment.
Mr.
Ramey? I appreciate your forbearance on this. I just learned something I didn't know a few moments ago, which brings it back to Mr. Domenico's argument. I actually wasn't thinking of it in terms of, I was drifting in Mr. Domenico's direction. I've just heard we may have another marijuana initiative on the ballot, and if they say, if both of them say concerning marijuana, we got a problem. And I absolutely did not think of that, Mr. Domenico, until a few moments ago, but that would give me some concern that we would then have two initiatives starting out concerning marijuana. So we may need to say something a little more than that.
Yeah, and if you'll indulge me for another moment, I mean, she made our point better than we have, which is legalization is not what this is. She said it clearly, and they're going to propose an initiative regarding the legalization of marijuana. What we are doing is regulating marijuana. It's a significant legal difference, and it would be inaccurate to call this legalization.
I'd like to entertain a motion from the board. We've got, we need to, I think the sentiment to do something online to, in the expression of the single subject. So is there a motion?
Sure. I'll make a motion to just have it say the single subject concerning regulation of marijuana.
Is there a second?
I think I said I would support that as a second choice. So, I guess I'll second it. But I don't think I'm going to get the votes for my marijuana, just marijuana provision, which I'm not troubled at all if there are two measures that have the same subject. Perfectly plausible and non-problematic, as long as they don't have the same title. So, yes, I will second that.
Well, I'm going to be a no vote, although, Mr. Domenico, if you wanted to offer a substitute motion concerning marijuana, I would second that. But I feel pretty strongly against saying concerning the regulation of marijuana, but
well, if that's everybody's second choice and we don't all have a consensus first choice, then at least we can use that and move on. So maybe I'll withdraw my second and offer a substitute motion that on line two, after concerning, it just say marijuana. comma, and in connection therewith. I mean, I definitely prefer regulation to legalization for all the reasons we just talked about. I could live with authorization of a legally regulated market, but I agree with Mr. Hobbs that just starts to lose people. And the place to lose people in the details is the rest of the title. At least let us get to line two before we confuse everybody.
Well, then I'll second Mr. Domenico's motion. We would start off saying concerning marijuana and in connection therewith. Something. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Okay, then let's move on to the next clause. We want to, I believe, list the central features of the measure. What's on the board right now is permitting a person 21 years of age or older to consume marijuana and to possess up to an ounce and a limited number of plants. Some satisfaction with that. Rewording, change of order. What comes next? Mr. Ramey.
Mr. Chairman, I guess what I'm struggling with now as a result of what the board has just done, I'm not quite sure how to do it yet, and we may have to formulate this a little bit. The concept of regulation and taxation, I think, needs to be prominent here, because that's our goal, is to regulate and tax this market. And we have those words up before and in connection therewith. The rest of this read fairly nicely, but now I'm thinking we may have to readjust some things to get that concept up.
Can I just make one suggestion that I think might, I mean, the simplest aspect of this is the, that I think is most people would get, includes a lot of what you're talking about, is this providing for the regulation in a manner similar to alcohol?
Yes.
What if that were moved to the first thing there on line three?
That
really, the rest of it then sort of helps describe how this is similar. It's 21, the plant thing is obviously different, although there may be an alcohol analog to how much of your own alcohol you can brew, I suppose. But that, if you put that as the first thing in the in connection therewith language, then the rest is sort of more detailed, and it gets that concept.
That's appealing, I think, and I hadn't thought of that.
Makes some sense to me.
May I consult really, with...
This is all less.
Is the proposal of those 10 words, or were you bringing
Mr. Fox, come up to the podium.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I was just asking for clarification, whether, before we huddle and discuss, whether you're talking about moving, providing for the regulation of marijuana in a manner similar to alcohol, moving that up, which... Sounds good. But are you saying also the including part? Like between?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, the part that seemed most useful at the beginning to me was the, whatever those words that are just on line five now. And then maybe we'd have to rearrange some other things.
Yeah, I think, and that really helps given the earlier vote on the concerning part, is now people are very quickly saying that this is about regulating the market. Of course, we might prefer providing for the regulation and taxation of marijuana, but yeah, I mean, moving that up is great.
Well, why don't we try then moving the providing for through alcohol language up to after therewith on line three, and then we can figure out what makes sense to follow that with. I mean, in some ways, it seems to me you could just put the word including there on line, what's line four now, removing it from where line six, because most of those things are also similar to how alcohol is regulated, including 21 years of age, the number of plants is obviously a marijuana-specific thing, but not. I don't think that changes anything. And then the rest would still make sense grammatically, I think. You just took including from line 6.
It just grammatically, I think it might be better maybe cutting including there and adding a verb. I think right now the providing for the regulation of marijuana similar to alcohol, permitting a person, you could just continue along with verbs.
That's true.
But, I mean, that's up to you. It just seems to me that that might work. I'm not sure.
So, and I didn't follow all that, Mr. Domenico, so keep going.
Either you could just leave lines 4 through 6.5 as they are, and then you would have to redo, change something about line 6.
Right. You could just be providing for the licensing.
Yeah, providing for permitting. Yeah. So you change including on line 6 to providing for.
And I think that's pretty good. I mean, the principle comes first, that it's providing for the regulation in a manner similar to alcohol, and then there's some more specific things about that. 21 years of age, licensing, and so forth.
Well, and I really hate to do this. Really, really hate to do it. But it strikes me that we could consider taking what was moved to lines 3 and 4 and turning that into the single subject concerning the regulation of of marijuana in a matter similar to alcohol and in connection therewith. That's kind of what we've done here. I just want to throw it out and quickly move on.
I would be troubled by that. I mean, it has some appeal, but I think there's some. First of all, I think we're starting to put into the title, into the subject, the manner in which it's dealt with. And strictly speaking, there are some deviations. It's similar to alcohol, but it's not the same.
I think I agree with that. I just struck me as sort of the easiest way to summarize the whole thing. But I agree with you that it may be misleading, so.
I'm pretty happy with what we've got on the board now from, lines 3 to at least line 8 before we get to permitting counties and municipalities. And if everyone else has agreed, I'll move those changes.
Yeah, the only thing that we had suggested, and I would hope that you would discuss and perhaps vote on it, or just decide whether it should be providing for the regulation and taxation of marijuana in a manner similar to alcohol. Again, sort of just getting up front the basic thrust of what we're doing.
I think I'd be okay with that. Again, it's not part of the single subject, but it is sort of setting the stage for what follows. It is regulation and taxation, similar to alcohol. Mr. Gallander, any objection? Or
I think it matters to me, I think, if we're saying regulation and taxation, the fact is taxation is contingent on subsequent voter approval, which, you know, we had that discussion before, then I think it's misleading to say it's regulation and taxation when the taxation might not happen. I mean, the people have certainly been known to reject proposals for tax increases before.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out how to deal with that contingent aspect of it, and I don't have a good answer, but I agree with you.
And if I may go further, and this goes sort of to why when we were discussing the single subject, I talk about regulation of marijuana. I know there were from folks in the audience wanted the regulation and taxation. In my office, we draft the titles for the legislation that the General Assembly enacts, and one of the things we say is, before the comma, the single subject, we don't have an and, because the and implies the multiple subjects. And the argument I heard earlier was, well, taxation falls under the single subject because really it's a part of the regulation. So I think, down below in the trailer we have something like, requiring the General Assembly to enact an excise tax, and I think I'd, when we get to that, ask for something like subject to voter approval probably should be added there. At least that would be my argument. But I think regulation alone up top is sufficient, especially given the contingent nature of the taxation.
I'm okay with that.
I think I am too, and you could perhaps move up the language about requiring the General Assembly to enact an excise tax, but that might be more important than licensing of cultivation facilities. I don't know.
I feel the way the winds are blowing. The only final thing I would say is that it does just say providing for the regulation and taxation if we include a marijuana, and then you could have below that it's an excise tax subject to the vote of the people. You can put that in so people will understand that this is how that tax will have to occur, but it is something that'll be significant. So, but I'll leave that to you at this point.
Well, the motion that so far doesn't have a second is basically lines, 3 through first part of 8. I mean, that forecloses from coming back and making other changes, but...
It does not.
We can come back.
This basic structure.
Yeah.
I'll second
this is
that.
A work in progress, so...
I'll second that motion.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. So the next clause is, permitting counties and municipalities to adopt time, place, and manner restrictions. Is that clause okay? Is it in the right place? Is there something that needs to precede that?
I see where that is.
Is it necessary? Or is I think my general question would be: is how much of this stuff do we really need? And I know we just got done with it, but I even go to the possess up to 1 ounce and a limited number of plants versus just, limited quantities or something really short. I mean, does regulation, because we can really get, I think, very far into the weeds about sort of the intersection of the local control versus the state regulation here. So I'll just throw that out.
For me personally, when I was looking at this, I thought the most important thing, if I was interpreting the measure correctly, is that local governments can prohibit all of these things within their jurisdiction. And I thought that was really the significant thing. And if I was reading the words accurately, that's why I stuck on the including a prohibition on such facilities. I'm not sure of the right preposition, but just basic regular, time, place, and manner restrictions wasn't so important to me unless it really is an outright prohibition.
I'm not sure we have any feeling one way or the other about that. I mean, the local option, if I could use the alcohol industry's parallel term, is important. I mean, that certainly is.
I mean, the part of the thrust of the measure is that there's going to be licensed facilities, including retail stores.
Right.
And in fact, if the Department of Revenue doesn't do that, they kind of lose control. But then, in fact, the local government can basically say, not in our county or not in our city.
Even if the Department of Revenue adopts regulations and authorizes the local community, can still say no.
And licenses, issues licenses, I think the local government could say no.
Yes.
Is it easier to simply just simplify the language, though, and just say permitting? And I think here we could for ease of, even though it technically includes other things, I think we could probably say local governments for purposes of the voting public, just permitting local governments to prohibit or restrict marijuana licensees within their jurisdictions. So that just sort of get to the point in a less legal easy manner.
Gets rid of a few commas too, which I think is actually important. I like that.
I'm okay. Mr. Gellender specifically, you want to make a proposal?
Yes. To replace the language on starting on line 8, beginning with the word counties and municipalities, to strike down to the comma after facilities on line 9.
All of it?
Yes.
Putting the semicolon?
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's a semicolon. I couldn't see it from there, but yeah, right, excluding the semicolon. And then just say, instead, permitting local governments to restrict, I guess you'd say prohibit first, right? Prohibit or restrict.
To prohibit or restrict?
Yes. Marijuana licensees. And I guess you, and I, let's just start with within their jurisdictions.
I don't know, maybe say like from operating within or something like that.
Well, what if you just went back a little bit to the other language, to prohibit or restrict such facilities within their jurisdictions?
Sure, yeah, that's even that's better.
So instead of marijuana licensees, just say such facilities.
Yeah.
And I think that's much better. Jurisdiction to be plural. And then I think that's, I think I like that. Where you delete it, there's no space. Or local, or
comment.
Yeah, just a question, and I'm just thinking out loud whether restrict. I'm trying to figure out what restrict means. What we're trying to convey there is they're supposed to enact ordinances not inconsistent with the state regulations. So I just want to make sure. You know, they can prohibit. That's certainly true, but I just want to make sure we're conveying the right thing in terms of that word restrict. I can look up. Let me try to find a draft here to see where that not inconsistent.
Page 6, paragraph F.
Yes.
Is it 5F?
Just give it 3. Yes. The locality may enact ordinances or regulations not in conflict with this section or with regulations or government time, place, manner, and number.
And you could use regulate again, might be a little more.
Would, with something like, instead of restrict, like, I hate adding words, but like limit the operation of, a little more accurate?
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with
as it is? I would go with regulate, I think.
There's another word we're missing. Bring your state state.
I mean, I guess you could say prohibit or regulate or restrict mean, I think, essentially the same thing.
Yeah,
the operation of such facilities within their jurisdictions. I don't know that that changes anything. Material.
Prohibit or regulate? Covered?
Fine.
Doesn't matter. And then do we need within their jurisdictions?
Well, it's certainly imply.
I mean, probably not. That's kind of lawyer talk.
It's a big word.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't think many people would think that Lakewood
that
they could regulate operation for anybody else. So maybe we don't need that. So, you know, if you're writing a statute, you might want to say that, mm-hmm. but this is a title, not a...
Yeah.
Within their jurisdiction.
Yeah,
we would also just suggest, if it's possible, to have it be regulate or prohibit instead of prohibit or regulate.
I think that's sort of
fine,
the way it's
yeah.
presented in the measure.
Is that fine? All right, thank you.
So then the proposal is permitting local governments to regulate or prohibit such facilities, semicolon. I'll move that.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Next clause is taxation. This version requires the General Assembly to enact an excise tax. One of the issues was, do we include the Tabor restriction that is subject to voter approval, and I actually would be troubled by that. I think it's probably true, but the measure doesn't say that, and I think it strikes me that's a little bit like injecting an interpretation that, I don't know that it's wrong, but I just don't think we normally do that.
Mr. Hobbs, one thing I might suggest, there's always something afoot to repeal Tabor, and it's out there now, and I wonder what the effect would be if we put that clause in the title and Tabor went away for some reason or was mm-hmm. eviscerated by the court. I don't know. So I think I'm tending to agree with you.
There may not be voter approval for tax increases, but
by the time certain measures and court actions are done, I have no idea.
I would have been inclined to leave it in there, or to put it in there, but if Mr. Ramey promises he'll, assuming Tabor is still in place, he'll help me support the argument when the time comes that Tabor applies to this. We have him on record saying it does. As long as we've got that understanding, I think I'm okay with leaving it as is.
Could I ask for a clarification on the record for that? What that means legally if we find out later that Tabor applies to this?
If Tabor does apply, all that means is that there would be, after the General Assembly, tell me if I'm wrong, my interpretation of the measure, what Mr. Ramey told us, and the title is, if this were to pass, the General Assembly then, in the time given, would have to enact this law. Tabor then would require, assuming that this would bring in any significant amount of revenue, would require a vote of the people in order to approve what the General Assembly did. That's all.
Mr. Domenico, I would agree. We are not attempting to de-Bruce by the back door here in some fashion. I don't think we've ever had a discussion like that. So you have me on the record in complete agreement with you.
All right, fair enough. Then I'm okay with this.
If there's no changes to that clause...
Yes, actually, we did have... Yes. We thought and hopefully this will go along with the desire for simplicity, especially since this version includes all of the facilities above, that it could be sufficient just to say requiring the General Assembly to enact an excise tax to be levied upon the wholesale sales of marijuana. The wholesale sale of marijuana.
To be, to clarify, you're looking to delete sort of all cultivation facility and all that stuff and just say...
Yeah, that would be the end of that clause. That.
Sounds right. I like reducing words.
That sounds... Great. So on line 11, it would be an excise tax to be levied upon wholesale
sales
of... And then you can delete... Everything from sold down to that next, you know, to that semicolon on line 13.
I believe wholesale.
Wholesale is one word.
I'll move that.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries.
Three.
Next. Do we need the business about industrial hemp? I mean, it strikes me as maybe important to a handful of people who'd like to go into the business. Not so important to your typical voter, but I'm willing. It doesn't bother me. It's just an extra line.
I think my view on that is that if the consensus, or I'd say the 2-to-1 consensus, is that we don't need any reference to non-medical, you know, that this doesn't apply to the medical, then I think the hemp should be treated basically the same way. I don't think we need to reference that either. I think they're on kind of the same plane.
I may be convinced that we should say something about medical, but maybe I'm not sure really about that. I just don't know.
To me, it is significant that the measure requires the General Assembly to do something about industrial hemp. I mean, I was confused and probably still am a little confused about what that something is, but it could be something pretty significant, I guess.
Yes, yes, as we discussed before, marijuana, the plant, has many uses and so on, and it's appropriate to separate out industrial hemp, but it will be then treated like a separate industry of its own. So I think it's really worthy of mentioning here that that will be allowed. It's far different than an initiative which 4 of our titles will have, which wouldn't have that. There's a difference between them. I mean, we'll obviously just run with one at the end, but it's certainly notable that it will come into existence if this passes.
And I guess, I think that's coincides with what I was thinking about the definition of marijuana, because throughout this we're talking about marijuana, but the measure defines marijuana to exclude industrial hemp. And I sort of feel like...
Moving forward.
You mentioned then somewhere how the measure treats industrial hemp.
Yeah, to be clear, only 4 of the measures... Yes. Exclude industrial hemp. Right? But yes.
I won't make any motion about that then.
And I haven't heard any discussion of the second to the last clause requiring the first $40 million to be credited to the fund. So, as a whole, then, are there any other changes made to the title for number 30?
Mr. Chairman, we would suggest a couple others, and I'm going to defer to the board on this. When we were looking at your earlier language prior to this draft, we prepared a phrase, and I'm going to state it in the record, but then what I'd like to do, I've got a single copy, I'll just hand it to you all if you could share, and you'll see exactly what the wording was. But 2 other concepts that seemed important to be communicated to the voters in the title, seemed important to us, was the fact that the state may enact penalties for driving under the influence, of marijuana, we preserve the ability to do that, and that employers may place restrictions upon the use of marijuana by employees. If we included those two provisions in the title, we put it at the end after everything we've just discussed. In other words, we would just take the last "and" after a semicolon and take it out and that, put a new semicolon and "and" in. And the way the language would read is right after sale of industrial hemp, semicolon, and that the state may enact penalties for driving under the influence of marijuana, and that employers may place restrictions upon the use of marijuana by employees. And I'll hand this language to the board. I don't know if the board thinks that rises to the level of importance of the other matters being addressed, but it seemed to the proponents that these were critical aspects of it. So if I can approach, I'll just hand this language to you. I don't think I have anything to add.
For me, and I had thought about this when I was working on a version, I didn't think that quite rose to the level of mentioning the title, because I think that is to be expected. What would be unexpected is if legalization, forgive my use of the phrase legalization, meant that you couldn't restrict driving on while impaired. Or, I mean, these are things, you know, the measure deals with these things to reassure people that those can still be regulated, which makes sense. It just seems like it almost flows, because you're treating marijuana like alcohol.
And, Mr. Chairman, you have identified sort of the counter-argument to what I just said. In your first measure, you did not have that phrase. That phrase somewhat encompasses this concept. So I'm not sure I would disagree with you too heartily, but that does, my compatriot Mr. Fox is about to disagree with me, however, those were the only other things that we thought rose to any significant level of importance to be communicated. I would like to defer, if I could, to Mr. Fox, because he may disagree with me.
Mr. Fox?
The only thing I would add, and maybe this doesn't come into your considerations, but we, based on experience, know during the campaign that there will be exaggerations about what our initiative will and won't do on the driving side, on the employer side, and so on. And we wanted to have this language in there so that people know that the state, in fact, will have the ability to still impose penalties for driving, and employers still will have the right to do things. So that is straightforward, you know, why we thought it was important. So.
And I just want to comment on that briefly, which is, to me, is more support for why I think the title board shouldn't insert ourselves into the argument by putting this in the title. I think a sort of fundamental rule we have here is that the title reflects changes to the law, and to the extent, I mean, the generalist, as a lawyer for the Colorado General Assembly, I'll note we defend our plenary power to enact legislation unless some constitutional provision or federal provision tells us we can't. And what this is just saying is, yeah, we, General Assembly, you can do what you already can do. It's not changing the law at all. So I don't think it's, since it's not making a change to the law, I don't think it's appropriate for inclusion in the title.
Yeah, as an attorney for the state who would end up dealing with a lot of this, I'm very pleased to see those in there just to clarify any confusion that another version of a measure might cause. Those are very helpful and, in that sense, legally material, and that they avoid a lot of difficulties that can come up. And I certainly understand they could be material in terms of how voters consider it. But at the same time, I think I agree. You know, those provisions are just saying this, what this doesn't do. And usually we don't include, even when they're explicit like this, lists of what the measure doesn't change. So I think they're material in one sense, but not the sort of thing we tend to include.
There's not a motion, then. Are there any other changes to what we have done so far?
And I don't know if this is even a change. This is very much just throwing something on line 14, and maybe it's better to track the language of the initiative referring to the Public School Capital Construction Assistance Fund. That's kind of legally, in a sense, does it make sense just throwing it out there to just say, you instead of that, just say used for public school capital construction?
Well, I figured people might wonder what that fund is really for, but and I don't know. I didn't look up the statute, but I was hoping that the name of the fund was pretty accurate, that it's capital construction.
Yeah, it is.
And I sort of feel like that might be a little bit redundant to say what it's used for. If in fact...
No, I was saying to substitute.
Oh,
substitute
not
to just right, to oh, just say okay. What it's used for instead. And I don't feel at all strongly about it. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
I think there are some funds that may be named in such a technical way that they're totally unhelpful. But this I think is good enough to give people an idea, and if they're really concerned, they can look it up. So I think I'm inclined to just leave that as is.
If there are no other suggested changes, then I'll make a motion that the board adopt the title for number 30.
I have one question.
Please come up to the podium, please, and again, just repeat your name, please.
This is Laura Creho again. It was a question more than anything. I understand the reasoning of the excise tax is going to be enacted by the General Assembly and the TABOR requirements of that, but I'm curious as to why this ballot title isn't TABOR compliant under the marijuana sales tax, which has never existed before, is a new tax, and under TABOR, a new tax should have a TABOR compliant ballot title.
You're saying that because the sale of marijuana would be legal, it would also be subject to a sales tax.
Correct.
And therefore it's a new tax?
Correct.
Wouldn't it simply be the continuation of the sales tax applied to a new article of sale?
Like?
It's not a new tax, is the way I was looking at it.
But marijuana has been sold in Colorado without taxes.
Well, technically... taxes should have been paid on even illegal sales of marijuana. Sales taxes have always been required to be paid. And so that's not actually new or different. It's just now that it's somewhat legalized, there's more people are actually willing to pay the tax. But both under state and federal law, buying on the black market doesn't exempt you from sales or income or any other tax law. So I don't think it's a new tax if it's simply now sufficiently out in the open that you'll actually have people paying you.
Okay, thank you.
There were a couple of things I wanted to bring up that we didn't quite get to before we moved the whole title. One was the language on 4 and 5 that I thought Mr. Gallander brought up about whether we could just simplify that to say permitting a person 21 years of age or older to consume or possess limited amounts of marijuana seem to capture everything that's in there. I don't feel strongly about that one way or the other.
I would be okay with that. It's plainer language.
Yes, exactly.
Proponents would be fine with that.
So I think it was consume or possess limited amounts of, and then marijuana, and then delete the rest of what's on 5 and 6 now. So I guess I'll move that change.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Mr. Domenico?
Then there's two things that have... One thing that's been alluded to at a few points is whether we need to say anything about what this does or doesn't do with medical marijuana. Maybe our recent discussion about this not changing the law regarding driving or testing or employment answers the question of whether we need to say anything about medical marijuana. It doesn't really do anything directly to the medical marijuana laws, so maybe we should just leave that alone. The other thing that's maybe a similar situation is whether we need to deal with, and I think actually the way it's written now, the way we dealt with the single subject relieves me of a little bit of my concern. About the fact that, you know, you still have federal law that makes all of this illegal under federal law. obviously the state can't change federal law, but I just want to raise the fact that even if this passes, we're not technically permitting a person 21 years of age or older to consume or possess limited amounts of marijuana. We're just saying the state won't prosecute you. That still leaves you in jeopardy of federal prosecution. I just want to raise that issue because, it's, you know, technically I'm told we here are going to be subject to federal prosecution for facilitating marijuana use just by participating in this process. So I just want to raise the issue.
Thank you. You know, I when I was thinking about expressing the single subject as concerning legalization of marijuana, I was wondering about that because then I thought about saying concerning legalization of marijuana under Colorado law. You know, we're not saying legalization. I'm not sure we do need to say anything. I mean, I thought that I had was that, you know, normally the presumption is whatever we're doing through an initiative is a change to Colorado law, not necessarily federal law or local ordinances. And it is a big question, actually. I mean, there is something a little bit, it's like this cloud hanging over the measure that it's saying one thing, but it's there's an overlay of federal regulation.
Well, and I just wanted to raise it. I think we have approved titles for measures in the past that are pretty clearly unconstitutional for other reasons, and we haven't mentioned, you know, despite how tempting it has been to point out the unconstitutionality or legal problems with other measures, we haven't done that, and so it probably isn't appropriate here. That's all.
Not a motion?
Just very briefly on lines 3 and 7, can we just replace the two providing fors with requiring? Because even though it doesn't do it directly, it still requires it to happen, both of them.
Sorry, say that again. So, first place, line 3?
Yes.
Say
requiring. There on 3 and also on line 7 regarding the regulation and the licensing.
Mr. Ring?
Yeah, I guess, Mr. Gallagher, I'm not sure I like that language as much. I'm looking at line 7 particularly because, I mean, we are requiring the implementation of a licensing facility, if you will, a process to get licensed. We're not requiring the granting of licenses. So we really are providing for the licensing. I mean, there is an administrative discretion in the issuance of a license that will reside. I know this isn't a huge issue, I think, on a measure, but I think providing for licensing is probably more accurate.
Yeah, I would agree. I just want to add that in line 3, I think that's the one that I'm drawn to, that just because of the way that phrase is stated, if you turn it to requiring for the regulation of marijuana in a manner similar to alcohol, it almost makes it sound like you're requiring it to be exactly like alcohol, where we are providing for a system where they can regulate it similar to alcohol. I know it's a semantic thing, but that requiring there in the alcohol makes it sound like we're doing something stronger.
I think I tend to agree. I think it's providing for it pretty mushy, but I think in this case that would be the thing to do.
Oh, well, the title board is all about semantics, so semantic points are important here. I see the point. I think it might require a little bit more revision, and I'm not sure we should. I think I'm okay with it as is.
Last call for more changes. And I'll make the motion that the board adopt the title for number 30 as shown on the screen. I'll read it into the record if we get that far.
I'll second the motion.
Ms. Gomez is showing it as it would read with the changes. Then the title would read as follows. An amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning marijuana,
and comma in connection therewith, comma, providing for the regulation of marijuana in a manner similar to alcohol, semicolon, permitting a person 21 years of age or older to consume or possess limited amounts of marijuana, semicolon, providing for the licensing of cultivation facilities, comma, product manufacturing facilities, comma, testing facilities, comma, and retail stores, semicolon, permitting local governments to regulate or prohibit such facilities, semicolon, requiring the General Assembly to enact an excise tax to be levied upon wholesale sales of marijuana, semicolon, requiring that the first $40 million in revenue raised annually by such tax be credited to the Public School Capital Construction Assistance Fund, semicolon, and requiring the General Assembly to enact legislation by July 1, 2014, governing the cultivation, comma, processing, comma, and sale of industrial hemp, period. And whatever we adopt there would be the same in lines 11 to the end. It's just would be it's phrased in the form of a question. Fox?
Yes, and this is only being grammar nerds, I guess. We were wondering whether there was a need for a comma after marijuana in line 1.
It's some standard sort of draft in practice that you, okay. The single subject, you just put a comma right after the single subject and then go from there.
Okay, so but and you need the comma after the and also? It just seems a little strange with the two commas, but if that's the way it's done.
It is a little strange, but it is the way it's done. We're very strange people over at the GA.
Yeah, I couldn't remember anymore.
Copying the strange people over there.
What's that?
That's our mistake. Emulating the strange people over there. Trying to apply it for normal stuff. I think we concluded we should leave it.
Any further discussion? Was there a second on that motion?
Yes.
There was. Okay. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That concludes title setting for number 30. The time is 4:13. Now, my intention and my hope is that we can now go through these really quickly. We've done the heavy lifting and tweak this title fit the individual measures. If we'd like to take a break, if anyone would like to take a break, we could take a 5-minute break.
It's up to the board.
I'm okay continuing.
Sure, I'm going to grab more water, but
everybody's okay.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I would agree. I anticipate we'll just be striking phrases, selectively striking phrases, because the inclusive one we've just done. So
I think we can do that. So let's, Gomez, if you'll make sure you frozen that one for number 30.
I think I've got
them. Can you accept all the changes and everything?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think we can. I think I've got them. Mr. Chair, we're trying to do a double check so that we don't get the wrong title or the wrong measure somewhere. Light here, so if we walk through them slowly, hopefully we'll get them.
Bill?
This should be easy.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. No hand suggested and no
I think that's
a lot, but
yeah. No, I think that's your approach. Circumstances, but
that's water under the bridge.
Right. I mean, you could vote no other titles too if you want, but I think normally you just approve it. Have you succeeded yet in accepting?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay. So if we now turn to number 29.
Mr. DeVert just reminded me that the submission clause will be, both clauses will read identical to the
yes, it's just
done,
be so. In the form of a question. In other words, shall there be
right.
an amendment
right.
to the Colorado Constitution, et cetera?
It'll read the same as the
yeah.
title.
Yeah.
So, and thank you for bringing that up.
Okay, so now we have what Ms. Gomez has displayed on the board, I think, is the starting place for number 29. We're starting with the title that we set for number 30. The difference is that we don't have hemp and we don't have earmarking or dedication of funds. And we do have a require, let's see, we have permitting the General Assembly to enact the tax instead of requiring. Those are the three differences, I think. So I think we could strike the last clause. In fact, I think we could strike the last two clauses.
Yes.
Beginning on line 7, requiring that the first $40 million, I think we could just put a period there, strike everything. Go up to line 6 where it says in the middle, semicolon, requiring the General Assembly. Insert and. And I'll suggest permitting instead of requiring. And the question is that the appropriate title for number 29?
I believe it is.
Then I'll move that title for number 29, again, with the understanding that the ballot title and submission clause will be the same, but in the form of a question. Again, the only changes to number 30 are the last three clauses, including the elimination of the last two clauses of the title for number 30.
Sorry, I was sort of having a conversation, so I don't know.
Podium.
I was having a conversation, so I don't know everything I might have missed. Oh, I apologize. I see what I thought was. I thought the local governments part was not in there, but I see it.
Oh, good. No problem. I mean, I don't want to be too rushed that we make a mistake.
Mr. Chair, I think that looks correct.
I hate to be difficult. Can I just point one thing out? I'm sorry, on line 6, and we'd have to go back to 32 as well if we just... Because the clause before that references retail stores in addition to three kinds of facilities, should it say or prohibit on line 6 or prohibit such facilities or stores? I know that's nitpicky, but it just struck me.
Concern is that there's several facilities, but then there's retail stores.
Right. Maybe it's and stores.
Or in other words,
establishments. Yeah, I mean, if I were writing a statute or a contract, I'd probably be concerned to make sure those are same on the Venn diagrams. But it strikes me that for a title, I don't see a material likelihood that many people would be confused.
Yeah.
Given the way it's written, maybe I'm wrong about that. It just seems to me that the way we had read it before is the likely way it would be read. But I'm okay if we want to change. I mean, we could just change it to retail facilities, or you could change such
operations,
or either one of those.
Yeah, we use establishments.
Yeah, establishments, such establishments. I'm okay with any of those alternatives.
I'd probably defer to proponents.
I tend to agree with Mr. Domenico. I mean, I think facilities is fine. Technically, I take the point, but I doubt there will be any confusion.
No worries.
Okay. So we'll leave it as is. The motion is to adopt title for number 29 as shown on the screen.
Second.
There is a second from Mr. Gallagher. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 29, and the time is 4:21. We could start with number 30 again. I'm not sure. Since this is the most complete, it may be safest to always start with number 30,
yes.
I think, and then eliminate or change things. But then I would suggest we go to 31. And for the title setting for number 31, we, starting with number, what we did for number 30, I think there are a couple of changes. It does not, number 31 does not earmark the tax, or dedicate the tax. So we could eliminate that clause beginning on line 7, requiring that the first $40 million drop that. It does have hemp in it. I think we leave the last clause. And instead of requiring the General Assembly to enact a tax, it permits. So I think on line 6, the word requiring would be changed to permitting the General Assembly to enact an excise tax. I'll move that title as shown on the screen for number 31. Again, with the understanding that the valid title and submission clause would read the same except in the form of the question.
Second.
That's been moved and seconded. No other discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 31. Time is 4:24 p.m. Then we'll move to number 32, again starting with the title that we set for number 30. Number 32, like number 30, requires the tax. But unlike number 30, there's no provision for hemp legislation and no dedication of the tax. So I think we would drop the last two clauses and insert an and on what before the what becomes the last clause. So beginning on line 7, change in the middle of line 7, change the semicolon to a period, drop the remainder of the title that was set for number 30. Go up to line 6 and insert the word and before requiring the General Assembly to enact. So for number 32, say that it requires the General Assembly to enact a tax, and
we would say nothing about dedication of the revenue or legislation regarding industrial hemp.
That?
No, not yet. I just want to make sure. I don't want to rush too much. If everybody's okay with that, I mean, I will. What are you doing?
Proponents would object to the long dash.
Nice try, Susan. I'll move that title as shown on the screen for number 32 with the understanding that the same changes would be made in the ballot title and submission clause. Oh, the and should in line 6. There we go.
Second.
That's been moved and seconded. If there's no other discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 32. The time is 4:26 p.m. So then we can turn to number 33, starting with the title that we set for number 30. Number 33 does not have the provision for legislation regarding hemp. So we could drop the last clause concerning hemp legislation. So beginning towards the beginning of line 9, after find, insert a period and strike the remainder . Number 33 does dedicate the tax revenues. It permits the tax, so I think in line 6 we would in the middle of line 6, we would insert and before, strike the word requiring in the middle of line 6, and substitute and permitting. No, I'm sorry. It's just permitting. Forget, that's not the last clause. So you're right. It says he's just permitting.
Yeah.
And then there's an and.
Line 7, after the word marijuana, before the word requiring, insert the word and. And that would be, I think, the title for number 33. That looks right. And I'll move that title for number 33 with the understanding that the same language would be in the ballot title of the submission clause, except in the form of a question. Is there a second?
Second.
If there's no other discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That concludes action on number 33. Time is 4:29 p.m. Then we will move on to number 34. Starting with the title that we set for number 30. And like number 30, number 34 permits the General Assembly to enact a tax. I'm sorry, that's not true. It requires the general. They both require the General Assembly to enact the tax. I think they both dedicate the revenue, but the difference is number 34 does not have the provision about hemp legislation. So I think the only change is to strike the last clause about hemp legislation and insert an and before the what becomes the last clause.
So they end that time?
Yeah. And yes, right there in line 7, insert the word and.
I actually could hold off until the next, since we already cut out the hemp provision. It's somewhat annoying now since everything's been voted upon, but we were just talking about how it's really unnecessary that there's the date, like by July 1st, 2014, for the hemp provision, that it could say requiring the General Assembly to enact regulations about industrial hemp without that date.
If, just a comment, I was wondering about the same thing when I was looking at the titles, and I don't feel strongly about it, but I think sometimes the custom of the board has been when there's a date that's somewhat after the effective date of the measure, that I think sometimes we include it, but that was my rationale for leaving it in. But.
Okay. It's obviously not a strong feeling. It just...
Okay.
I obviously questioned whether the whole thing needed to be there, so I definitely would be amenable to removing that. I was also going to suggest that points like that, points about our single subject, which obviously might benefit from further discussion and a couple weeks worth of thought, anybody could file a motion for rehearing and we could discuss things like that, including the proponents, of course, can file for rehearing on all those sorts of questions. So there's maybe a chance to do this. Ms. Gomez actually also caught something that is not really quite relevant now that we've deleted the hemp provision, but there's two references to the General Assembly in these titles, and we've capitalized it in one and not in another. That strikes me as sort of thing that could be corrected as a typographical error at some point, but worth raising.
And I didn't notice that, but I think it's worth addressing. Do we want it capitalized or not?
Well, isn't the usual practice not to capitalize
That's
it?
Correct. At least in General Assembly's bills and resolutions, we don't.
Number 30, which is normally been starting with line 6, is not line 9.
I would,
Mr. Gallagher,
just, or I guess I would make a motion to have it not capitalized in all instances.
I'll second that.
Fine with the proponents. I think you're correct. Generally, it would not be capitalized.
So for the, you know, this would obviously reopen some of these, but I think that's an appropriate motion. So the motion is just to conform throughout all 8 that any instances of the word General Assembly, they would be lowercase. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. So we're back to the title for number 34. I don't remember if I did this, but I'll move the title as shown on the screen with the understanding that the ballot title and submission clause would read the same except in the form of a question.
Second.
If there's no other discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That concludes action on number 34. Time is 4:34 p.m. We'll turn to number 35 and start with the title that we set for number 30. Number 35, like number 30, I'm sorry, unlike number 30, permits a tax instead of requires a tax. So I think we would change line, middle of line 6 to the word requiring to permitting. Number 35 does include
legislation on hemp, and it does include dedication of the fund, so I think that's the only change we would make.
Do we want to bring up the date now, or should we?
If there's a feeling to change it.
If we can change it simply now, just as a matter of throughout all the versions of HEMP, I think we'd want to. And in terms of the tradition of the board, I think if it had said that it can't do it until after July 1st, 2014, that would make sense. But since they can do it immediately, it's by then, there's really no need for it.
You know, and now that we've gone back and done a blanket motion on measures that we've already approved titles for, it's a little hard to stop it for this day. That's a little confusing, anybody trying to track the record here when we say we've completed action on a measure, but you better keep listening to the you know, I can live with eliminating the title. I mean, I guess in defense of eliminating the date, you know, the measure doesn't get voted on until 2012, and basically, the measures, I think, are sort of saying the legislature has 2013 or 2014 to do this. It's not way out there in time. I could live with changing it. I have some sentiment for doing that. So,
as long as Mr. Hobbs, the chairman, is comfortable procedurally that we can, I don't know, that quite, it's not a typo. It's an actual change. Make a change like that after he said action is complete, then I say we just do it. We should just do it as a blanket. It doesn't do anybody any good for us to go one by one. But that's procedurally, I don't know the rules well enough to know whether that's a problem.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I think procedurally it'd be a little easier if someone moved for reconsideration, we reopened and but we'd end up doing the same thing. We ultimately would adopt presumably a motion to go back and change
it. And I think we only need to redo 30 and 31 30 and 31 of the ones we've done so far that include the hemp language. And then 35, and I think 36 does too, so it's only those two that we've already done. So let's see. Should we just finish this one and say, I move that we eliminate the by July 1, 2014 from number 35?
I'll second.
Yes. Keep by?
No.
I'm
going to be by also. I think that language works.
Mm-hmm. So we would requiring the General Assembly to enact legislation governing the cultivation, processing, and sale, etc. That's been moved. That change has been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. No other changes to title, then I'll go back to my motion that we adopt title number 35 as shown on the screen. Same changes in the ballot title, ballot title and submission clause. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That would appear to complete action on number 35. The time is 4:40 p.m. Then, before we go on to number 36, we could go back and deal with the date issue, Mr. Domenico.
I guess the motion would be to amend the titles and submission clause for numbers 30 and 31. Simply to remove the same language from line, or ended up in line 9, by July 1, 2014.
to conform with how that language appears in number 35 now.
That's been moved and seconded. If there's no other discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. So then let's go to number 36 and start with the title that we set for number 30. Number 36 is like number 30 in that it requires the tax and requires the General Assembly to enact hemp legislation, industrial hemp legislation. It differs in that it does not dedicate the revenue from the tax. But we could eliminate that last clause. I'm sorry, eliminate the clause on dedication of the revenue.
And
eliminated the date for the hemp legislation.
Got that.
So I think the title for number 36 would be as Gomez has shown it on the screen. Ballot title on submission clause would be the same, except in the form of a question. There's no other changes, then I'll move what is shown on the screen as the titles for number 36. Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action number 36. That concludes our agenda. And if there's a motion for the hearing filed by next Wednesday, close of business, hear that on the next date of the title board. First Wednesday of May. So,
July.
Thank you. So, which way does that go again? Okay, that concludes our agenda for today. We're adjourned. The time is 4:43 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
July 3rd?
Yeah. Because the first third. Maybe I come here by
on the 3rd.
It's about July.